is 7:35. Good morning. I'm John Durkee. You're listening to Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS. One of the area's biggest and most cherished cultural events is underway at Bartlesville. It is the OK Mozart Festival. It started last Friday and runs through Sunday. Just one of the featured entertainers is Esperanza Spalding. She performs on Saturday night. Her work is hard to describe because it is so diverse. What can fans expect on Saturday?
I'm going to be doing a few pieces. One is very, I guess you could say, common, or a lot of students have explored it, the Vivaldi Cello Sonata No. 5 in E minor with a string quintet arrangement accompanying the solo piece. And then I'll be singing and playing the Concierto de Aranjuez, which some people might know from Sketches of Spain, the famous Miles Davis record. We'll also do a couple of Alberto Pascual tunes, and I'll also do a couple of pieces off of the previous record, Chamber Music Society.
Born and raised in Portland, Oregon, she is only 27 years old, but already internationally known. And she got her first inspiration from watching public broadcasting. Not some high-browed cultural show, mind you. No, it was Mr. Rogers.
Well, I used to watch that show, like many children. I loved the songs, and I loved the make-believe area. And I remember one week they were doing programs about music. So they had, I think Wynton Marsalis came on that week, and they had Jonathan Blake, the violinist. And one day I happened to be watching, and Yo-Yo Ma came on and played an excerpt from one of the Bach cello suites. And I guess I must have been about four, but I saw that and it just, you know, it just, what vocabulary? I mean, nothing really advanced at that time. I just thought as a four-year-old, oh, I want to do that. So that's how I got my interest piqued. And then we just found, my mother found various programs and teachers and et cetera that would help me cultivate my life in music.
When most people think of Oregon, the first thought is not chamber music, classical music, or even jazz productions. But Spalding says that was a major part of her hometown, Portland.
When I was a child, I enrolled in the Chamber Music Society of Oregon, which was a program for children through adults that provided camps in the summer where you learn all your theory and your harmony and composition and writing, and of course we would perform in a chamber orchestra and in other, you know, size chamber ensembles. And there were a lot of music programs for students who were interested in concert band music and jazz.
And she took in it all. This much fame at this early of an age can be overwhelming, but she knows what the future holds for her, and she knows it will be music.
Hard to say. You never know who you're going to meet tomorrow or the next week. But I definitely know there'll be a lot of music making and a lot of recording, and we plan on touring. I mean, some of my heroes in this music toured until they were 90, you know, 90 plus. So it's a fine life prospect ahead as long as I'm in music. And as far as the details, who can really say? But I definitely know there'll be a lot more in store.
That's Esperanza Spalding. She's performing Saturday in Bartlesville at OK Mozart. It is 7:39 now. Traffic and weather comes up in just 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.